10. In torment.
Demons howling beneath me and at my back. Ice-bladed hyperborean winds carving at my mind. Moments of brain-freezing anomia becoming ever more frequent. Pain beyond any limit I could have imagined. Pain in everything. I struggle even to exist. I fight to temporize my mind sight and maintain plenary control. The throne is a living thing, scalding with power and fury. A wild steed that no human was ever meant to master or break. It's trying to eat me alive. It's trying to consume me with hyperphagic lust. In the whirling darkness beyond the light, the never-born core and press, dressed in dazzling raiments and cloaks sewn from the souls of saints. They tear at me, willing me to make a mistake, however small. Some tiny error they can exploit. They probe at the telethesics to find a fingerhold, pecking holes as fast as I adjust. They try to spancel me to the throne until my bones snap. They try to change my mind and make me one with their cause through bewildering acts of meticide that annihilate and blank whole portions of my mind. The pain is beyond unbearable. The assault beyond relentless. But I can see. I can see it all now. I can see the full material distortion afflicting terror. The infected and weeping halo of void mist. The lethal saturation of the warp. I can see the delicate genius of the vengeful spirit trap now that it is sprung. I can see how the Emperor has been tricked, not by brute force, but by infinite subtlety. I can see the macabre and impossible intersection of there and here, now and then, conjoined in ways no one on Terra has yet realized. I can see how every one of our ploys is about to be undone in ways we could not have predicted. I can see Rebute and the lion so close yet lost and blind. I can see my lord and friend the Emperor cut down, Sanguinius rotting in a grave pit, Valdor driven insane and Dawn lost, alone and cornered. I can see the shadow of the Dark King. And I can see all this because Horus is letting me see it. What the War Master hid from the Emperor to lure him, Horus is showing me to torment me. The caustic images burn my brain. I cannot speak. I simply cannot make my mouth move. I can barely make my mind work. There is no time to waste, for I have to concentrate through the agony and focus just to keep the throne functioning at a basic level. If I manage to speak at all, it must be precious words to the few who matter. Not poor Vulcan at the foot of the throne waiting for an answer, not even my chosen, for they have been instructed already. If I speak, every word must count, and it won't be words, because they are too difficult to form. It will be signs. It will be sigils. That's all I'm capable of now. Signs, sigils, symbols. And every one of them, if I can manufacture any at all, must be sent at the limit of my immolating will to those that fate, luck, and blind chance have left on the board in places where they might, just might, stand a chance of changing this outcome. Few will. Perhaps none will. In truth, all are likely to die. But if I can steer just one of them, nudge just one of them to take the right step. A feeble whisper. I call to them. I know their names.